Hello, and welcome to antipolygraph.org, a nonprofit public interest website dedicated to exposing and ending waste, fraud, and abuse associated with the use of polygraphs, also known as lie detectors. All information provided on this website is free. My name is George Mashke, and I'm a co-founder of antipolygraph.org. I'm recording this message to give you a more personalized introduction to the website and to give you an idea of what we're all about. The myth of the polygraph is deeply ingrained in American popular culture. After all, we've all seen it working in the movies and on television. By now, most Americans seem to believe that polygraph testing is an admittedly less than perfect, but nonetheless scientific method of determining whether or not a person has spoken the truth. Many would be surprised to learn that polygraph testing actually has no more scientific basis than astrology or tea leaf reading. Our government's misplaced reliance on this invalid test has caused considerable harm to both the national security and to public safety, as well as the reputations of honorable people. In the next few minutes, I will give you a brief rundown of the contents of this website. If you look at the left side of the antipolygraph.org homepage, you'll see a navigation bar with a list of links. These links will direct you to the core content of the site. The first link simply goes to the homepage, and the next one, titled Tell a Friend About antipolygraph.org, gives you a pop-up window that you can use to send news about this website to friends, relatives, colleagues, acquaintances, any others who might be interested in the information that you've learned here. Under the next link, titled What We Want, you'll find proposed language for a comprehensive Employee Polygraph Protection Act. In 1988, the Congress passed, and President Ronald Reagan signed into law, an Employee Polygraph Protection Act that prohibits private employers from requiring employees or applicants for employment to submit to a lie detector test. But our government exempted itself from this law. We believe that it's high time that the protections that most Americans have enjoyed since 1988 were extended to all Americans. Under the publications link that you'll find following that, you'll find the single most important document on this website, a free ebook titled The Lie Behind the Lie Detector. Chapter 1 documents our assertion that polygraph testing has no scientific basis, and it provides references to relevant scientific literature. Chapter 2 discusses polygraph policy, emphasizing its use by the federal government. We provide documentation of the considerable and needless harm that misplaced reliance on polygraphy has caused, and continues to cause, to our country. Chapter 3 explains in detail how polygraph tests are actually conducted. If you've ever wondered what goes on in a polygraph examination, you'll find this chapter especially interesting. Chapter 4 explains how anyone can pass or beat a polygraph test using simple countermeasures that polygraph operators cannot detect. We've provided this information not to help liars beat the system, but to give truthful persons a means of protecting themselves against the random error that is associated with this invalid test. Although polygraphers frequently claim that they can detect such countermeasures, no polygrapher has ever demonstrated any ability to do so, and the available peer-reviewed research suggests that they can't. Moreover, in January 2001, Dr. Drew C. Richardson, who until his retirement was the FBI's top scientific expert on polygraphs, publicly challenged the polygraph community to prove its claimed ability to detect countermeasures. No polygrapher has yet had the courage to accept his challenge. A clock figure on our homepage indicates the number of days that Dr. Richardson's challenge has gone without takers. Finally, Chapter 5 provides suggestions for those who have been falsely accused of deception based on polygraph results. The Lie Behind the Lie Detector has been downloaded well over 100,000 times and is currently downloaded over 100 times a day on average. If you download nothing else from antipolygraph.org, this is the one file that you'll want to have. The next link you'll see is to our campus poster initiative. Government agencies that rely on the polygraph recruit heavily from universities and colleges. We think it's important that those who may face polygraph screening in the future be informed about the true nature of this pseudoscientific procedure. You can help spread the word by printing out these posters and placing them in appropriate locations. Next is our Frequently Asked Questions list, or FAQ. If you just had a quick question about polygraphy, you might find the answer here. Next is our message board, one of the most popular features of the site. In fact, it is the Internet's leading forum for discussion of polygraph issues. All points of view are welcome, including those of polygraph supporters. Please feel free to jump into the discussion. The next link is to our polygraph news page. Here you'll find excerpts and links from news reports concerning polygraphy and lie detection. The antipolygraph.org reading room includes a wide variety of documentation, including articles, letters, book chapters, official government documents, some of which were obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, and statements from legislative hearings. If you have a document that you think should be included here, you can email it to us at info@antipolygraph.org. Alternatively, you can fax it to us at area code 206-338-4466, or you can mail it to the address provided on our Contact Us page. Our Personal Statements page includes public statements by individuals who have been the victims of misplaced governmental reliance on the polygraph. You'll read about the experiences of applicants and employees of the FBI, CIA, NSA, Secret Service, and other agencies. I have provided a statement of my own regarding the experiences that led me to speak publicly on polygraph matters. These statements are an important way of documenting the harm that reliance on polygraphy is causing to both individuals and to our national security. If you would be willing to contribute a statement of your own for inclusion on this page, you can send it to info@antipolygraph.org. Statements may be published anonymously if you prefer. The next link is to our polygraph litigation page. It includes filings and opinions from cases that deal with polygraph issues. Again, if you have a document that you think should be included here, you may send it to info@antipolygraph.org. The NAS Polygraph Review page provides supplementary documentation associated with the National Academy of Sciences report, The Polygraph and Lie Detection. I am honored to have been invited by the NAS's Committee to Review the Scientific Evidence on the Polygraph to address the panel during a series of public hearings that preceded the issuance of their report. Among other things, you'll find the key questions that I raised to the panel posted here. You'll also find a transcript of Dr. Drucy Richardson's remarks to that panel. His discussion of scientific control as it applies to polygraphy is especially noteworthy. The FOIA that you see in the next link stands for the Freedom of Information Act. Here, you'll find a number of Freedom of Information Act requests that antipolygraph.org has filed with various agencies, along with the responses received. Our links page offers links to external sites with information that those researching polygraph matters may find helpful. The Get Involved page lists ways that you can help to further the cause of polygraph reform. The search box provided by Google allows you to search the text of most of the pages of this website. Our message board has its own search feature that you can also use to search posts, which are not necessarily indexed by Google. Our Contact Us page lists various ways to get in touch with antipolygraph.org. We welcome media inquiries and are happy to grant interviews. As I mentioned before, our main email address is info@antipolygraph.org, and our number for both faxes and voicemail is area code 206-338-4466. Again, that's 206-338-4466. If you would like to send an anonymous tip to antipolygraph.org, you can do so using the web-based anonymous remailer linked on the Contact Us page. If you prefer, you can also encrypt your message using the PGP public key provided. A postal address to which you can mail correspondence is also provided. Finally, if you would like to contact me personally, You can do so by email to maschke@antipolygraph.org, or you can use Skype, a free internet application that offers free, secure voice communications, text chat, and file transfers. This program may be downloaded at www.skype.com. My Skype user ID is George Maschke. That's GeorgeMaschke, all run together with no space in between. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will find antipolygraph.org to be an interesting and helpful resource.